This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Iti Agnihotri Madhokar.
With us is Jody Beznoska. She is Vice President of Communications at Walton Art Center, a busy place these days.
Yes, it is. But, hey, better busy than bored, right?
That is true. Very good.
Million Dollar Quartet continues tonight through the weekend.
That is correct. We have, let's see, tonight is Thursday, so we have 6 more shows of Million Dollar Quartet. 1 Thursday, 1 Friday, 2 Saturday, 2 Sunday.
Right.
Math is clearly my strong suit today. But I don't know if any of you have gotten a chance to see the review video that has come out or to see the show, but it's fun. And audiences are really loving it, and I think really having some connection to seeing that music performed, not by those artists, but by people who are about as close to, you know, getting it right as they possibly could in impersonating Elvis Presley, Johnny Cash, Carl Perkins, and Jerry Lee Lewis.
And Sam Phillips kind of steals the show.
Yes, he does. So you saw it.
I did. I saw it Tuesday night.
Yeah. So it's a good time. There are tickets available for all shows, and you can get them at the box office or online. Also running through this weekend and into next is Theater Squared's show, Tigers Be Still, a very funny, quality, quirky, kind of dark comedy. The play, this is the first time I believe the play has been performed outside of New York. I think it might be.
It certainly is a young play. It debuted off Broadway in, I think, 2010.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It hasn't been many places.
So I believe that runs through the 4th of March. So 2 more weekends to see that. And then next week on the 28th, that's a Tuesday, at 7:30, we have Dao, the Art of the Drum. This is a Japanese taiko drumming and music sort of extravaganza. Very popular show. I don't believe at the moment there are any tickets left.
We checked, actually.
We literally sat there looking at the website, waiting for seats to open. And finally we got some. But
yeah,
those were the last, I think.
Yeah, this one is very, very popular. And hopefully a few more will open up. If they don't, this would be a good bet for you to come down early to the show, get on the standby list, and see if you can get in, because tickets always sometimes get turned in at the last minute, or things open up at the last minute. Another reason to show up early for that particular show would be to come to the 6:30 Creative Conversation in Star Theater prior. So we will have, I believe, some members of the company there with us to talk about taiko drumming and the performance as well. So that's Tuesday the 28th. The show is at 7:30. Then on Friday the 3rd, we will have Tia Fuller in the Starlight Jazz Club, 2 performances of that. This is a female saxophonist. She has played for, you know, major artists.
She was on tour with Beyoncé.
Yeah, she was in her band, and now she's doing her own thing. So very excited for that. That's the final show in Walton Arts Center's jazz series for the year. So if you want to see great jazz in that little small space, come in on Friday. On Saturday the 3rd, we will have the Broadway Sirius XM radio host Seth Rudetsky in Star Theater again, an 8 o'clock performance. Seth is going to do his cabaret style. So it's sort of a combination cabaret, stand-up comedian, Broadway historical thing. It's called My Big Fat Broadway Show. And we're really excited to have Seth here. He is actually going to be performing earlier that day for a special exclusive subscriber preview, where our Broadway subscribers will get a chance to preview the Broadway season for next year. And so if you're a Broadway subscriber, you should have gotten a postcard in the mail if you didn't call the box office, and we can set you up for that. So that is Saturday the 3rd of March. And then on the 5th and 6th, the University Music Department will have a series of shows in the Big Hall, in Baumwalker Hall. And then on the 7th and the 8th of March, that's a Thursday and a Friday, we will have the Broadway show In the Heights. 4 Tony Awards. The young man who wrote it, Lin-Manuel Miranda, had never done anything on Broadway before. Never done anything on off-Broadway before. He just happened to write this. He was in college when he started writing this play, and it suddenly blew up and became this big phenomenon. So that's the 8th and 9th of March. On the 10th at 7:30, we will have SONA, the Symphony of Northwest Arkansas, performing their concert with the Fayetteville Jazz Collective, very, very excited for that collaboration. And we will have a creative conversation prior to that at 6:45. And Kyle will be hosting that creative conversation, right?
I'll talk with Paul, mm-hmm. the conductor, and also Robert Ginsberg, and maybe some people from the Jazz Collective as well.
That is going to be so neat.
It'll be like the old Dick Cavett show. We're just going to be rotating people through.
Well, and nobody will have any problem telling interesting stories.
That's
because
right.
You will have the idea of collaboration between classical music and jazz is, I think, one of the most interesting ideas we'll see in, you know, on our sort of classical stage this year. I think the way they're going to build that show and how they're going to show people how different musical styles can interpret the same piece, I think that's really exciting. So that is the 10th of March, 7:30 performance. On the 14th, which is a Wednesday, 7 o'clock, we will have the Peking Acrobats from China here. Big acrobatic circus-like like show. On the 15th, which is a Thursday, 7 p.m. performance from SF Jazz. This is on the 10x10 art series, so the tickets are $10 a piece, and there will be a creative conversation at 6. SF Jazz is a group out of San Francisco, and they will bring together some of the best modern jazz. Well, not modern is the wrong word, but current jazz.
Contemporary?
Contemporary, yes. Contemporary jazz artists who, many of whom have played independently with various ensembles at Walton Arts Center, but now they're all playing together. And they're doing the music of Stevie Wonder. So they're going to explore Stevie Wonder's music through jazz.
A lot of fun.
Very, very excited for that. And then just to get this on your radar, on the 16th of March, that is a Friday, 8 p.m., we will have a tribute show called the All-New Tribute to the Blues Brothers.
The All-New Tribute to the Blues Brothers.
Yes. It's a really big and cool tribute to the Blues Brothers that has actually, I believe it opened in London and had huge success over there and is now coming over here. So that's the calendar. And then if you are a rock music person, there are a couple shows going on sale tomorrow for the AMP summer season. The Cake performance will go on sale at 9 a.m. tomorrow, and Wilco will go on sale at noon. So Wilco is in May, and Cake is in April.
When Wilco was here several summers ago, Walton Arts Center, it sold out.
Yeah, like just like that. Yeah.
Like that.
So we have a few more seats this time, having it be out at the AMP, but I think they're still really hot. They're still really popular.
Oh,
so
yeah.
If you're into it, get those tickets now.
All right.
And if we need any more information?
Oh, yes. You can call 443-5600 for tickets, and you can visit waltonartscenter.org for tickets, or you can come down, enjoy this gorgeous weather, take a walk down to Dixon Street and visit us at the box office, stop by the gallery and see our new exhibition by Jeannie Hewlin from the University of Arkansas.
Thanks, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Biznoska is the Vice President of Communication at Walton Arts Center.